USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During a lengthy cabinet meeting Monday at the White House, President Trump says it's going to cost a fortune to host the next G7 summit. The president hoping to host the event at his Doral, Miami golf resort for free, no cost to the taxpayers, but Democrats and some Republicans opposing the idea.
I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling. This is a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it because it's like a contribution to a country. I'd have to get a ruling. It's a lot of money I would have given away, like I give away my salary.
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Dallas is trying to figure out the strength of a tornado that went through the city.
I talked to National Weather Service. They're actually out there right now doing the assessment to see if it was EF1 or 2.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
She's not a Russian agent. President Trump jumps in to defend Representative Tulsi Gabbard against wild claims by Hillary Clinton, his 2016 political opponent.
The person in charge of that particular deal, Hillary Clinton, have you heard of her? She's the one that's accusing everybody of being a Russian agent. Anybody that is opposed to her is a Russian agent. So that's a scam that was pretty much put down. Tulsi, I don't know Tulsi, but she's not a Russian agent. I don't know Jill Stein. I know she likes environment. I don't think she likes Russians.
Now, Gabbard, the Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, telling Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I stand against everything that she represents, and that if I'm elected president, if I'm the Democratic nominee and elected president, that she won't be able to control me, she won't be able to manipulate me, she won't be able to continue to work from behind the curtain to continue these regime change wars that have been so costly.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump may decide to leave some U.S. troops in northeastern Syria, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
President Trump said some of the troops may stay in northeastern Syria, despite what those outside the Beltway want for America. He spoke about his recent rally in Dallas, Texas.
My largest cheer that night was two things. We're building the wall. That's number one. And number two, and probably tied for number one, was we're bringing our soldiers back home. That was our largest year in Dallas. Great place. Great state, Texas. Tough state. They're tough.
This is John Clemens reporting.
The Anti-Defamation League says there's been a historically high number of anti-Semitic incidents in the United States this year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The Jewish Civil Rights Organization says there were 780 anti-Semitic acts, including vandalism, arson, and distribution of white supremacist propaganda at synagogues and other Jewish institutions, documented during the first 6 months of this year. That almost matches the 785 incidents during the first 6 months of last year. The group's CEO says the high numbers stem from what he calls a rising climate of incivility, the emboldening of hate groups in America, and widening divisions in society. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.